Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mickelson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Knitting your Hufflepuff head.
Lexi, your Hufflepuff harbinger.
Angela, your Slytherin supervisor.
And Tori, your Ravenclaw regime. Yes! Guys, we're going to talk about the Ministry of Magic today. Super excited about this.
I know. How have we had a podcast for over 2 years and I've never talked about the Ministry of Magic?
I know, right?
Well, we did do like the breakdown of the Department of Mysteries, to be fair.
That's right. You guys did really good on that one.
I thought you were there.
Was I there?
You had to have been.
Well, I think you guys did amazing anyway.
Tori's like, but yeah, I did really good on that.
I did amazing.
Just gotta talk about myself here. All right. All right, so I have a quote to start us off. It's between Harry and Hagrid. And I will try. I will try, guys. I'm not very good with Hagrid's voice. It works in my head, but it doesn't work out.
Do a Hagrid voice. I want to hear it so
I can't.
Hard.
Okay. But what does the Ministry of Magic do? Well, their main job is to keep it from the muggles that there's witches and wizards up and down the country. Why? Why? Blimey, Harry, everyone be wanting magic solutions to their problems. Nah, we're best left alone.
Boo.
I can't do that.
We're so sorry to inform you, but you have not been cast as the role of Hagrid.
I would not be a very good... No, guys. No, no.
You know what I'm thinking of when I hear that quote of the movie Onward? When... they go into like the beginning of the movie of like why wizards no longer like are needed.
Oh yeah, and the guy like invents electricity.
He invents electricity and he just flips it with a switch instead of saying like it's just easier without them.
Just easier.
However, nonverbal magic. Way easier. Flipping a switch. You could do it from your bed.
That's right. Or just clap.
So, Tori, that quote is from the first book? Is that right?
Yes. Oh, hold on. I don't remember where it's from.
I'm sure it's the first if he's talking about it with Hagrid.
It's from the first. It's from the first. I just double checked. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about where, like, the background of the Ministry of Magic. The Ministry of Magic is the main governing body of the magical community of Great Britain and Ireland. The Ministry of Magic was founded in 1707, and its main function is to preserve magical law. So originally, the Ministry of Magic was founded after an earlier wizards council. So they didn't have a ministry. They just had like a council, a group of guys that made decisions. So in 1692, that is when the Statute of Secrecy was enacted by the International Confederation of Wizards. And shortly after this, people that participated in this International Confederation, they created the Ministry of Magic. So the International Confederation of Wizards was first headed by a Supreme Mugwump, which is the highest that you can be, which we all know Dumbledore becomes one of them.
So an awful name for such a position of authority.
I think it's hilarious.
Mugwump.
You know how much more...
I made it from Chancellor to President to Headmaster to Mugwump.
I kind of want to just like put out like mayor signs and I'm going to be like Supreme Mugwump Mayor Tori. Like, guys, I'd get so many votes. I'm just kidding. Because I would rather have awesome, funny names for people that have to be in the government. So, in the International Confederation of Wizards, Supreme Mugwump Pierre Bonaccord, he kind of was the first Supreme Mugwump. When they instituted the Statute of Secrecy to hide the wizarding world from the muggles, after discussing it, they decided that all wizards and witches should retreat into hiding, including the covering up of various magical beasts, thank goodness, and eliminating them from muggle memory. And I was just going to say, when I was reading that, I'm like, you missed a few. I heard you guys talking about Sasquatch in the last episode.
Unicorn.
Did you know that, Tori?
No,
I didn't. Did you know Sasquatch was part of the magical community?
I think I read it, but like, honestly, I didn't. I would not have been able to pull that one out of air, but I love Sasquatch stuff, so it was awesome to hear it from you guys.
It totally holds up, so.
It totally holds up. I just have to say, the Statute of Secrecy in 1692, they totally missed a few animals, things, creatures, whatever they are.
Like which ones?
Oh, like, because, like, you know, like, we talk about unicorns and dinosaurs and dragons. Like, it's...
I don't think dinosaurs are a myth.
I was going to say, those are legit.
Maybe dragons?
Wait, hold on.
Dinosaurs.
Okay, so I'm talking also about, like, puckwudgies and, like, things like that. Like, some things kind of fell down because, like, there are, like, regular folklore. Like, you talk to anybody in Massachusetts and the Bridgewater Triangle, and they're going to talk to you about puckwudgies. So, oh, yeah. And they might even not even know about Harry Potter or Ilvermorny or anything.
Guys,
so, like,
do you think that there are ancient magical beasts, like a magical T-Rex?
Oh.
You know what? That'd be the coolest thing in the world.
Like a Mike talking mammoth excited. Or...
Yeah. That evolves.
I believe it.
And that died off with the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And as the wizards discover their fossils, they have to, like, obliviate people.
Obliviate people? That's why we created movies to remember. They're like, I had this great dream, and he actually did that. Just kidding. Jurassic Park.
But it was actually, like, you were obliviated.
Right.
And so you had to forget the memory. And so you dreamt it and you were like, I'm brilliant. This brilliant.
Like, this is the best idea ever. I'm going to create.
Hey, Tori has crazy dreams. I bet you're obliviated like every day.
That's right. They're trying to keep all the information from me.
You're actually living an apocalypse life.
Those jerks.
I have another Disney movie for us to reference in this whole podcast. My daughter loves watching The Incredibles. And I busted up laughing when Jack-Jack's babysitter, Carly, gets her memory swiped.
Oh.
She's like, I just wish I could forget the whole thing ever happened. And they, like, they fling a toilet plunger at her face. And,
like,
yeah,
you will.
And then we watch, oh, yeah, oh, yes, you will. And then, but in the second movie, the teenage boy gets his memory erased and he forgets to pick up Violet on his date. And I was just laughing so hard. I was just like, the creativity is so funny to me. But I'm sure that you would still, like, dream about it, like what you're saying.
Right? Like, it's in there. You can't completely take it out.
You can't take it all away.
You can't take this from me.
You can't take it from me. Anyway, Ministry of Magic. We'll come back from dinosaurs.
I'm gonna start looking for fossils.
The magical.
No gall. So we do know that other countries such as Norway, France, Germany, Bulgaria, they all have their own ministries of magic, with the exception of the Makuza in the U.S., which Nadine and Lexi did a beautiful podcast about that. But it's just the governing bodies that kind of just, like I said, preserve magical law within their countries or areas.
Areas.
Areas. Yeah.
So
I'm sure there's some.
The Ministry of Magic that we're talking about today resides in London, in Whitehall, and the actual structure is underground. Although there are magical windows in this underground building that the magical maintenance department choose the weather for every day. And so
I love
it doesn't
that.
Feel like you're underground, which is pretty cool.
I love it. I want that job so bad.
I know. And I don't remember which book it said this in, but there was like a 2-month period where there was hurricanes out of every single window because the maintenance department wanted a raise. And that
That's
was in the
awesome.
Fifth book.
I love it. What if you could, like, target certain people? Like, they'd look
Minister,
out their window
your
and it'd
window
be like a swamp.
Gets a volcano today.
Exactly. Mwah, like tornadoes and, like, lightning from the sky. They're like, oh my God.
Close the blinds.
yeah, so we know that there's, like, a few ways of how to enter the Ministry of Magic. The one that I think is the most popular because it's, like, pretty iconic is the telephone box. It's a red telephone box that's broken down on this, like, back street of London. And when you dial 62442, which is actually dialing out the word magic, The welcome witch's voice answers, and visitors have to state their name and their business at the ministry, and they receive a little badge that pops out of the coin slot, and then the telephone box drops down like an elevator into the atrium. So, pretty cool.
And like in the fifth book, it's like when they go to rescue Sirius, Harry Potter, rescue mission.
Rescue mission. I know, it's so chill, and it's like, doesn't...
It just is like, oh, I know why you're here. You're on a rescue
mission. I got you.
Doesn't question
And it
anything.
Doesn't, like, send a message to the minister, like, by the way, right? Someone's coming for a rescue
mission. Harry Potter is in the ministry. It's like, I have this one job to do, and I will do it.
On a rescue mission. It's not a, all she has to do is give you a badge.
Rescue mission.
There should be, like, a big book that, like, retains all that. Like,
yeah, the visitor
or
log.
A computer.
All the random things that somebody does.
There was a witness. Who was it? The telephone. We
are
the telephone to be our witness. Why did you enter the ministry?
Was it to rescue someone?
Oh, man. I think I like the telephone box the most because they have that telephone box at Harry Potter World that just makes it feel so real. So.
Oh, I love it.
Anyways. So that's the, like, probably the most popular one that people know about. A lot of the workers, though, end up just taking the flu network, instead of walking to work because there's, like, a whole row of, fireplaces in the atrium that they can just pop into, right? Straight from their houses.
Yeah, and it made me wonder because they said in, like, the seventh book, because they, you know, they stake out the entrance because they're looking for Dolores and she never shows up. And they're like, oh, of course she doesn't because she's connected to the flu network. Like, she would never walk to work. And then I'm like, but the Weasleys are connected to the flu network. And, you know, like, I'm sure a lot of people have the flu network. But I think it must come down to, like, it's probably expensive to buy flu powder. And it's like you could just apparate.
But it's not. The guy made sure that it would always be the same. Forever.
Oh, see, I don't know. Then why doesn't Arthur just pop in and out of his fireplace?
Maybe it's like subscription-based sort of thing. Like, you have to pay $10 every single month. And he's like, I'll pass. I'll just apparate. Like,
like, capacity. Like, only a certain number of wizards can be hooked to one fireplace in the ministry.
Interesting.
Which doesn't really make sense, but, yeah. I see your point, Nadine. In book 7, we see a lot of people, there's just like a worker's entrance for those who choose to walk, and London's pretty densely populated. So that makes sense to me that a lot of people would just walk into work because they probably live fairly close. And when they walk, they come out of an alleyway and 50 yards along the crowded streets are spiked railings with two flights of steps labeled ladies and gentlemen, which look like public restrooms. And you insert your golden token into a slot of the door of the cubicle. You climb into the toilet, even though you're standing in water, your feet stay dry, which is pretty cool. That She's never so happens gross. To me when I stand in toilet.
So.
Never once. Never once have my feet stayed dry. You reach up, you pull the chain, and then you zoom down the chute and emerge out of a fireplace in the atrium, which also feels like it would take up space in this fireplace.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't make sense. Everyone should just flew into work.
Yeah.
Or apparate. Have like an apparition room.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, couldn't you just apparate like into your office?
But there's like wards.
They probably have anti-apparition.
There's like wards for the building. Like, you can't apparate into Hogwarts.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
It's got to be tied to security.
Because, maybe like your token is specific to you. Like, when you dial in to the cubicle, it's like Arthur Weasley checked into the toilet stall.
Little coins.
Arthur Weasley just flushed himself.
10:52. It's late for work.
He's ready to do business.
Okay. So then we get into the Ministry of Magic, and we have different levels. And at first, I was really confused. Like, I've always been a little confused when we are reading the books, because the atrium is on the level 8, and so it just seems like a really random number to like put the atrium. Usually, like, the lobby's on like number 1, you know, and so then it was confusing in my mind. So anyways, how it works, is when Harry and Arthur go into the atrium, they take the lift and they ascend to level 7. And when they're in the office, when they're up in Arthur Weasley's office, they descend to level 9. So the atrium where they enter is level 8. And so is it underground?
Yes.
So you pop in at level 8 underground and then you go up to levels 7 through 1. And then 9 and 10 are below the atrium. Just so everyone gets... I don't know. This was hard for me to picture in my mind. Because it just seems so random that you... Like, why do you pop into the atrium on level 8?
But level 8 is below.
Yes.
Not a tall level. It's a low level. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
It seems like more magic would be involved in doing this. But whatever. So...
Rearrange the floors.
That's kind of how...
Maybe it was eventually just like... levels 1, 2, 3, and then they started adding more on top, and so then they were like, oh, let's rethink the system.
Yeah, maybe as
but they rethought it wrong.
They like go down a level.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Done messed up, Amy Brown.
So right. We're gonna go through all the levels and we'll start at level 1 and just work our way down to 10. So on level 1 we have the offices of the Minister for Magic and support staff. So, these halls are lined with thick purple carpet and well-polished wooden office doors. We see it in the 7th book. We know this is where Dolores Umbridge's office is. And it's mentioned in that book that once a poisonous duck from the experimental charms on one of the lower levels made its way all the way up to level 1 and wreaked havoc.
Hilarious.
And beady and red awesome. Eyes. And poisonous venom circling through its bloodstream. Demon duck. Demon llama. I just love how in throughout J.K. Rowling's writing, she always turns something like so simple into like this depthual like object or a thing or a person. And like gives it such a like a funny backstory for you to figure out in your own mind, like a poisonous duck, like what the heck happened there? I can't even imagine.
Right. I love that.
It's fun that like an author can have you see the picture fill and also let you fill in blanks. So it's funny. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so captivating.
I could never do that. I tried to write a book and it was basically Twilight, so.
Hold up. Was this fan fiction? Or did you create different people?
Oh, I was literally trying to write my own romance novel. It was literally the same.
How old were you?
I mean, you know this. Well, you don't know my age, but you know about this. One time I left it up on the computer because I was like going to get a snack and Shane and Nadine walk into the computer room and see my chapter 3 or whatever that's like in the works, and they ripped me apart for all their criticism.
They were like, Angela, so much pining.
I can't remember what it was, but I tried to like say the word caress or something. She was like, do you even know what that word means?
Oh my god!
I was like, no, I just read it in Twilight.
Get your head out of the gutter, Angela.
But I think I tried to do caress, but it like auto corrected it to like carcass or something.
Oh my god!
And I was like,
this took a dark turn.
That's the word caress I'm trying to spell, carcass. And I kept it. Anyway, that's a side note. Sorry. Okay, I'll go into level 2 of the Mom. M-O-M. Okay, so it's the Department of Magical Law Enforcement. And so here we have the Auror's Office Headquarters. We have Misuse of Muggle Artifacts Office. It's pretty small, and it's a crowded office at the end of a shabby corridor on this level. And then you have Wizengamot Administration Services.
I love it. Love it.
Take a right hand
so,
turn.
So the misuse of Muggle artifact office is different from... No, that's where Arthur yeah. Weasley works, right?
Yeah, okay. They work up there.
Do you think that Ron and Harry and Arthur all work together? At one point, they're like all on the same floor.
It is that's very adorable. Convenient that Arthur has like access to all the Aurors just like down the hall. He's like, hey.
That's true.
Kingsley.
That was probably super helpful.
We're moving super helpful. Potter tonight.
Let's do this. Arthur's like, whoa. Oh, man. All right, so level 3, the Department of Magical Accidents and Catastrophes. That'd be so fun to be on. Accidental Magic Reversal Squad, the Obliviator Headquarters, and Muggle-Worthy Excuse Committee. Oh, man, what? I found my calling in life. I could totally spin a story. Oh, that'd be great.
What was actually happening? Cornelius...
So, in 1981, Cornelius Fudge was a junior minister in which department? In Muggle-Worthy Excuser Committee?
Probably.
That's hilarious.
Wait, so a junior minister, does that mean there's, like, a bunch of junior ministers throughout the ministry?
I bet.
That then, like, work their way up the system?
Oh, easily.
That's
and then they fight to the death. I'm just kidding.
And they fight to the death every year. A Hunger Games battle.
Yeah. That'd be the coolest thing in the entire world.
You must like, try to break into
Weasley in there like,
Okay, total side note about a different book. I'm trying to read that President Snow book you guys told me to read, and I can't get into it.
What chapter are you on?
Like, the second page.
Okay. You just gotta give it some time. Give it a couple chapters.
Page 2. What could possibly bore you so hard by the second page?
Don't worry,
really,
Lexi, I
get it. I just got multiple books in my library at the same time, and I, like, gave that one a try and was like, yeah, no, not feeling it.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
Lexi, you're turning into me. I love it.
Well, I'm turning into you too, Tori. I'm trying to do the, I'm trying to do the third book in the series of An Ember in the Ashes or whatever, and I'm like, you lost me like 2 weeks ago. I can't get back into it.
My heart.
Also, to our listeners, as we're talking about other books, the Mikkelsen Group have become quite the readers these past few months. Tori's That's always right. been a reader.
Listeners, I should say.
Listeners, readers, it's all the same. If you want any book recommendations, just find us on our Instagram.
We've got lists and lists.
Yeah.
Yes, and we've got categories, and we kind of sort the categories by like, basically you got to know which one of us you resonate with more because.
So refer to our personality quiz episode because that'll because... tell you who you should take book recommendations from.
Yes, because I found, you know, something so entirely gripping, and I loved the end, but Jamie said she was going to kill herself through it, so.
As did Tori.
So.
Oh, I could not. Hey, I gave it 100 pages. I have a limit. You always go to 100 pages, and then you feel it. You're like, all right, am I ready to dive in and finish this book, or am I ready to throw this into the garbage? And that one did not make it.
It's like garbage, but.
Yes. So refer to our personality test and then pick who you resonate with. And then you can ask us personally on our Instagram page what we recommend.
And we'll give you a list. There's a little.
Probably way too many books for you to read, so.
But one thing's prepared. For certain, we all enjoy Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Brings us together, man.
Unites us. Okay, speaking of the Ministry of Magic, the...
Nice segue, Lex.
Level 4 is the Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures. The different offices on this floor, there's the Beast, Being, and Spirit Divisions, the Goblin Liaison Office, and the Pest Advisory Board.
Nice. I love how they just advise you.
I know.
We're not going to come out and help you, but we'll give you some advice.
Plus, the pests that they have are like the, oh, is it a ghoul that's in the burrow in the attic?
Yeah.
Like, that's technically a pest. I bet there's, what are those blue
Cornish pixies.
Isn't, I bet there's pests. Stuff in the fifth book when they are cleaning out closets.
Oh, yeah. And
Grimmauld Place, like moth.
There are pixies as well.
Just crazy things.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyways.
You got rid of a moth the other day?
I can't even handle a freaking grasshopper. I think I would die if it was a pixie in my house.
Yeah.
Let alone a group of them. A hive.
Like a flying creature that could wreak havoc on your house. Yeah.
Yeah.
AKA a moth. Just kidding.
Hard no. AKA a moth. No, worse, Lexi. A grasshopper.
Grasshoppers are the worst.
They are.
Straight from my nightmares.
We used to keep those in our drawers.
Why? What? Why?
I tried to train them. It's a long story. We're moving on.
You tried to train them. Oh my gosh.
We didn't get pets growing up, so we got creative grasshoppers.
Didn't you have that dog forever?
That was later in life, Tori.
Buster?
Buster?
It was much later in life. I was like a senior in high school.
Yeah.
That
was, and yeah,
he didn't last long.
Older teenagers.
So young Nadine needed a pet.
Yeah, so I got grasshoppers, and then I put butterflies in my water bottles, and then I forgot about them, and they died, and then I'd fill up my water bottle.
But the best.
What about the spider?
But the best is that we would put them in the drawer, in the vanity that now Elsie has that's painted white.
Yeah, don't tell us.
And they would just try to jump out of the drawer, but you just heard them the whole time, like, poof.
We gave them food and water. We loved them. Moving on.
We loved them until they die.
This section on animal cruelty. Oh my gosh. Moving
on.
So in the books, we know that a man named Bob is in the lift with Harry and Arthur, and he brings a fire-breathing chicken to the fourth floor.
Awesome.
Probably to the pest advisory board.
What do I do?
Advise me, please, on this fire breathing chicken.
I did not like the advice you gave me on this chicken, so I'm bringing it to you. Oh, man. Okay, so on the fifth level, we have the Department of International Magical Cooperation. So we have the offices of the International Confederation of Wizards, British seats. International Magical Office of Law, International Magical Trading Standards Body. And then a random fact on Pottermore about this was that this department was established by Artemisia Lufkin in the 1800s. Lufkin.
Nice.
Don't know who that is. Don't know, don't care.
Artemisia.
Uh-huh. Tori's looking it up.
Nope, it's Lexi. Lexi.
It's me. Well, it said PM, so I thought it was like, is that like an actual Prime Minister of Britain?
No, but yes. Pottermore. It's my abbreviation for Pottermore.
Oh, PM is Pottermore. I was like, Prime Minister. She has a chocolate frog. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Ooh. Chocolate frog. What is magical trading standards body? Like... Wall Street.
I think probably like
galleons.
Like what your
ooh yeah, like magical stocks.
Magical stocks.
Magical Bitcoin.
The Flu Network. Steady Bitcoin. As always.
Bitcoin is magical already. So.
Oh my gosh. We're not talking about Bitcoin.
No, that would be a podcast that all of our husbands host, right?
Dude, we're taking over. If you want our husbands to take over our podcast for a week and talk about Bitcoin.
Bitcoin and pickleball will be the topics of conversation.
Oh my gosh. As long as they ring in some Harry Potter.
We just trap them into the room.
Like, we're like, oh hey, we just wanted to talk to you here for a minute. Oh look, Tori's husband's here to talk to you about Bitcoin. Ignore them.
Other people to talk
Ignore
to.
The microphone.
It's like a boom mic over his head.
No. It'd be like the most boring discussion ever, let's be honest.
Yeah. It would.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Sorry, husbands.
Love you.
Okay, I'm going to go into level 6 of the Department of... level 6 is the Department of Magical Transportation. So here you have Apparition Test Centers, the Broom Regulatory Control, the Flu Network Authorities, and the Portkey Office. So this is the department that handled the complicated problems of transporting folks to the World Cup, including just like setting up a network of port keys all over Britain and working out where it was safe to operate into the area without being seen.
That would be so much work.
They probably worked on that for like years.
Yeah. What if like some, like, we were all kids once. We all picked up trash and random things. Like, my own kid did it today. Like, what if some poor little kid's like out playing in the yard and he's like, look, a boot. And he's like, woo.
I start yelling at him, no, it's a port key. Put it down.
The weirdest thing just happened to me. I picked up a boot. And this hook came behind my butt and lifted me in the sky.
What kind of port key are you taking?
That's what I just described. It's like a hook grabs you by your pants and then you...
No, it's a hook that grabs you by your belly.
That is the same area to me. Your belt.
Belly and butt are totally different.
Like your belt.
His belly is like that roller coaster moment when you're about to drop off.
Nadine's
like,
getting like a wedgie on her port key ride.
I've imagined it like whoop.
That's amazing.
It gives me a whole new like perspective. Oh my gosh.
Put a hook in your belly button. I'll throw up. Sorry.
I wouldn't go with your belly button ring, Nadine.
Don't tell mom about
that. All right. Level 7. Department of Magical Games and Sports. British and Irish Quidditch League headquarters. The official Gobstones Club. I love that they have a place.
I know. Why does that club get a level on the ministry?
That's great. Ludicrous Patents Office, which... That sounds awesome. This floor is rather unkempt look. The Quidditch posters are unevenly stuck on the corridor walls, and a man carrying several brooms gets out of the lift on this level when Harry and Mr. Weasley are going up to Mr. Weasley's office in Order of the Phoenix. It's probably, like, they're probably all really lax.
Yeah, it's like Ludo Bagman. Like, what's up, bro?
Right? Like, they're all just probably chill. But the Ludicrous Patents Office sounds extremely interesting. I think that'd be cool. Like all the new things that people are creating and making. Ludicrous.
That patent's ludicrous. You gotta go to level 7.
That's probably what they say. You gotta go to level 7. They like have like a ludicrous like bell, or they all scream ludicrous. Oh.
Or they just sing ludicrous.
I know. I was like, oh, he's got some great songs. Like,
knew that was coming.
That's Pitbull.
Golf.
Oh, dang it.
Close, Edge, close. Oh, man. Okay, moving up / down, we are at level 8, which is the atrium. So this is a large hall with fireplaces on either side. It's dark wooded floors. Ceiling is peacock blue with golden symbols moving around it. Also... Never mind. Well, peacock blue, does that mean like a royal blue? Like a bright blue? Aren't there multiple shades of blue on a peacock?
Okay. There are multiple colors of blue.
Well, yeah. Like on a peacock.
There are multiple colors of blue.
Sorry, on a peacock. I didn't finish that.
Yeah, Lexi.
Lexi, you're right. There are multiple shades of blue.
There's more than one shade of blue.
Calm down. I meant on a peacock.
There is a fountain of the magical brethren, a wizard, witch, centaur, house elf, goblin, and all of the proceeds in this fountain go to St. Mungo's. And then, which we also know this fountain is replaced for a different fountain in the 7th book. You guys should know this.
Later on
in the story.
Once Dumbledore destroys it.
So then after this fountain, you have a security gate where you go and you check your wand. And then the elevators, a.k.a. the lifts, take you everywhere except the 10th floor. And there are 20 or more lifts.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's the atrium.
Yeah.
Sounds beautiful.
It's so good. And then the level 9 is the Department of Mysteries. Also, I want to know if there are stairs or you have to take the lifts, because it's like, how lazy are you that you got in the lift to go rescue Sirius to go down a level? It's so easy to just go down the stairs, but there must not be stairs.
Maybe they don't know where the
stairs
are.
They're teenagers. They're lazy. Yeah, I guess that's true. Harry probably just didn't know. He's like, I heard it in the elevator once.
I know where to go. Well, the Department of Mysteries is on the level 9, so we're not going to dive into everything that is in the Department of Mysteries because we've done an episode on that. So go listen to that one. But we know that when you get onto the level, the door to the Department of Mysteries is directly across from the lift, and there are staircases to the left of the lift that take you down to the courtrooms, which are on level 10. And just a small little interesting fact is that the female voice that accompanies the ministry lifts, typically...
Sigourney Weaver.
What? Did you say Sigourney
Weaver? I always picture Sigourney Weaver. She's always the computer.
That's funny.
Sorry.
She would be great for it. But the female voice usually announces, like, the level that you're on, and then the divisions that are on it when you arrive at the floor. For example, she would say, level 7, Department of Magical Games and Sports, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then when you get to level 9, all she says is Department of Mysteries and doesn't say anything further. So she doesn't say, like, this is level 9. Because
that's awesome.
To get to level 10,
you can't talk about what's in the Department of Mysteries. It's secret.
Well, it's like the only department on that floor, so it makes sense that's the only one she says.
Right, but she doesn't say this is level 9.
Not saying level 9 is interesting. Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, cool. Well, I'll just go into level 10 then.
Yep.
Round this out.
Yes, there we go. Level 10, courtrooms. So you can reach level 10 by the stairs to the left of the door, which leads to the Department of Mysteries on level 9. So courtroom 10 was the first time that we had seen Harry's trip into Dumbledore's Pensieve when he witnessed various Death Eater trials. They're pretty dungeon-like corridor. It's like this dungeon-like corridor that leads into the courtroom 10. And the walls of the courtroom are dark stone. And in the center of the room is a chair covered in chains that stands below rows of high benches on which the Wizard Gamot sits. And the layout of the Death Chamber 1, floor up, in the Department of Mysteries resembles the layout of the courtrooms in level 10. So
coincidence?
Very cool.
Guilty! I say guilty! I've been watching that movie too much, but it's like my favorite right now. They're penetrating the bureaucracy!
So, what floor would you guys want to work on? And what department on that floor?
I
think I'd want to be on level 1 as the Minister of Magic.
Obviously.
Aim high.
Yep.
I don't think I would want to work on level 4 with magical creatures. And the pest advisory board.
Let's just rule out what we don't want.
I think the spirit division would be cool, though. Like, to help ghosts and assign them places to live.
Ghostbusters!
Ghostbusters!
Who are you going to call?
Did you see? There's a new Ghostbusters coming out? Oh, my gosh. Mm. Anyways.
I feel like the one that spoke to me the most would be, like, the Apparition Testing Center.
Ooh. Nadine likes to test people.
I
so.
Do. I like to fail people.
You failed.
You're splinched.
Wait, and did you say you want to work on the Department of Mysteries?
I want to, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
That's a really cool unspeakable. One,
actually.
Ooh.
Maybe. Maybe.
You'd get sallow Maybe. Skin.
But you know people on level 7 are having a good time. Like, if you don't really want to work that hard but still want to get paid, level 7 is the place to be.
They're just playing gobstones. They're like,
I, like, could not work in that environment. I'd be like, sit down.
I'd go rip all those posters
shut
down.
Shut up.
Put them in frames and make them all nice and pretty on the
Where's
walls.
Where's your checklist? What is our agenda for today? What is happening? Yeah, why do I even come to work?
I think you're too... Your personality doesn't work in that environment.
You all are maniacs.
You're ludicrous.
Go to the ludicrous patent office.
Oh, man. Tori, where would you want to work?
I thought it would be kind of cool to work on, Department of Mysteries, hands down. I love research. But level 3, the Department of Magical Accidents and Catastrophes, would be highly entertaining. and you'd have to know quite a bit to kind of like figure out how to reverse some accidents.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be an Obliviator. I'd feel bad.
I know.
But I'd totally work at like reversals as well as like muggle-worthy excuse committee, like having to talk to muggles. Like, I think that'd be hilarious.
That would be a very entertaining floor.
It would be so funny. You'd have so many good stories.
Well, and you'd have like different challenges every day. Like, it's like mystery,
yeah, like,
and you have
working
to figure
in the
out
ER, like, you're just like, what's gonna happen,
what's today?
Oh man, well, that is the Ministry of Magic, everyone.
Yes,
glad we took you on a tour. Remember, you can follow us on social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast and send us your thoughts. Send us what floor you would want to work on, or you definitely would not want to work on. And send us more questions for us to answer, because we love doing that in our episodes. So,
it's true.
Mischief managed.